text message marketing. What is it, and should you even be using it inside your local business? That's what we talk about today on the Local Business Podcast. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Local Business Podcast. I am your host, Bruce Irving, here with you for another episode of the show. My guest today is Zach Oates from Ovation, and we're going to talk text message marketing. You know, I haven't always been a huge fan of text message marketing, but I realized something. I realized that what my preferences are can't be determined by what we do to market our business. Just because I don't like text message or wouldn't appreciate getting text message marketing, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't leverage it for your business. And as long as people opt in, it's a great platform for you to get the word out about something that's happening in your business either today or tomorrow or happening really soon that's time sensitive. And I invited Zach, who is the founder of Ovation, who recently sponsored a summit that we did. And he's going to talk about the best practices for text message marketing in your business. He's going to give us some pros, some cons, some examples, and some data as to how we should go about leveraging text message marketing for our local business. If you haven't yet, go visit our website, thebruceirving.com. We're adding a lot of blog posts over there. We recently did 13 people you should follow on Twitter. Great place to curate some content. I'm going to actually add this week a blog post about tools for editing and curating content if you're looking to do that. That's going to be happening. And also all of our archived episodes of the podcast that we've already recorded. If you want to reach out to me, you can do that over at The Bruce Irving on Instagram and also The Bruce Irving on Facebook. All right, let's get into today's podcast episode with Zach about text message marketing. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Zach Oates from Ovation is joining me on the show. Zach, thank you so much. We're going to talk texting for local businesses. So welcome to the show, Zach. Thanks so much for taking
the time. Thanks, Bruce.
Yeah, it's awesome. I know,
appreciate
Zach.
Appreciate you having me, man.
We've been talking a lot the last few months. Obviously, we did the Pizza Summit over on our other channel, and Zach was a sponsor of that. And I've heard a lot of good things. I've talked to a lot of his customers on the Local Business Podcast, like Ethan from Thirst. So I had some questions about texting, and I wanted to get Zach on because he's the expert in texting, and he has a platform that does a good job at that, because we want to talk about how you can leverage texting for your local business. So Zach, before we get started with the podcast, how did you get started with texting?
So I actually grew up in the restaurant retail space. My dad, after he retired from the NFL, he got into the brick and mortar space. He had car washes, cell phone stores. He was an investor in a restaurant. My first job was in restaurants.
Wait a second.
One of the things that always kind of...
Your dad was in the NFL?
Yes.
Seriously?
It's so funny. That. I'm never sure whether or not to get offended when people like are so surprised.
No, I just think it's not that I'm surprised that your dad was like, there's no way Zach's dad could be in the NFL. I think that's so cool that your dad was in the NFL.
Yeah, he was pretty good too. He played 12 years professional football.
Wow.
14. Can't remember. I think it was 12 to 14. And he played for the Giants and the 49ers. And so it was pretty fun.
That's so cool.
I tell people that, you know, my father was a professional athlete and my mother was a model. And I got my dad's looks and mother's athletic ability. So, which meant I had to go into startups.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, but as a result of that, you know, I saw how hard it was to really communicate with customers. And so I wanted to, once I got graduated college, I built a technology company, sold that. And what I really wanted to do was to create a tool that allowed business owners to better communicate with their customers. And in looking at what methodology to use, we actually originally started out as email. What we found was that nobody was responding to these emails. And it was getting, you know, customers were getting really frustrated. So we switched that to text, and instantly, overnight, we 5x'd the number of people that were communicating to restaurants. Wow. And retailers. I mean, it just was a no-brainer. So we actually didn't start off as text. We started off as trying to find a way to communicate with customers. And we used text as the medium because after trying everything else, that was the thing that works the best.
Yeah, it goes direct to the customer, right? Now, is there a level of, you know, security that you come into that? Like, do people feel a little bit more secure about their phone number giving it out versus their email address giving it out?
As a result of like them coming into the system. And so it's like, hey, enter, let us know how we did for your chance to win a $100 gift card.
Okay.
And by the way, that $100 is not just like a random thing, Bruce. We tested it out from 25 to 50, 100, 250, 500, a free iPad. We tested all those different variances out. And the most people who took the survey did so when there was a $100 gift card. Now, the reason is because when you got up to $500, it was like, ah, that's too much. When you gave away a free iPad, people were like, well, I already have one. When you did it $25, it was like, nah, that's not enough.
Right.
Right. At the $100 mark, it seems realistic enough to win and not so realistic enough to win, but you know, not too little not to give the phone number. So what we do is we say, let us know how we did for your chance to win a $100 gift card. And then in that process, we also have them opt in, right? So there's like little opt-in verbiage there.
Yep.
And in that process, we say to get notified if you won and to receive follow-up messages, enter your phone number here. So it's people understand that they're going to put in their phone number. And if they're trying to win something, they're more likely to put in their phone number because they know that emails often go to spam. And right. So that's what we found is that it's a great way. People aren't as scared as long as there's the that permission. But when it comes down to it, they're fine giving out their phone numbers.
Yeah, I think you said a thing there too. Like people want to give out their phone numbers, but email and text messages are the items from your customers that you kind of can take with you no matter what's happening in the world. Like Facebook could go away, Instagram could go away, you know, TikTok comes and goes or whatever is going to happen with that platform. And I'm a big advocate for social media. We do a lot of social media marketing, so I'm not saying don't use those platforms. But what I am saying is maybe leverage those platforms to collect emails and phone numbers. So that way, if something ever does happen to those, you can still have the ability to talk to your customers and let them know what's happening, which is very important with what's happening right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the things that Rev Ciancio, he talks about, because he's also a big proponent of social media marketing.
Yeah.
But it's just a matter of you need to know who your customers are and what channels they talk on. And I've heard you talk about this as well, Bruce, right? You can't just like pick one channel, like just Facebook, because if you're demographic, if you're trying to get younger people in, Facebook might not be the best way to reach them.
Right.
Actually, it most certainly is not, right?
That's true.
And so it's a matter of understanding how your customers are communicating. But one thing that we always think about is, imagine that you're throwing a party. And here's one of the things about text messages is it has a pretty short shelf life, right? So, but imagine that you're throwing a party tomorrow. Are you going to post on it about social media and hope that people see it? Are you going to send out an email and hope that people read it? Or are you going to send a text message out to 20 of your friends and say, hey, I'm having a party tomorrow at this time and know that they're going to show up, right?
Right.
So the thing is that it's not that email and social media don't have a place, but it's part of a suite. Email is how you keep people, is how you keep top of mind, reminding people that you're there. Social media is how you really build your brand and how you can attract new eyeballs to your brand and let people know what's going on. And that's how you keep people informed. And text messaging, that is like a flash grenade. You throw it in, it blows up. It's got 2 days. It's going to be really, really effective. But on day three, you're not going to see anyone come in from that text,
right?
It's got an extremely short shelf life, but it's extremely effective.
So if you're having a sale, say today, right? It's early morning and you realize that you have a whole bunch of this left over and you want to get rid of it, or you know it's going to be a slow day today. You know, in order to do a social media campaign to get people in the door, you're going to have a week or two lead up time. With a text message, you can send a text message out this morning and let people know about it right now. So that way they can take action on that later this evening if that's the case.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. And I think that's one of the big points I always like to make is typically you'll go out there and you'll find that a normal text company will charge about 3 cents a text message. And companies will see that and will just get like, their mind is blown about like, you want me to spend 3 cents per text message? I mean, I could send out an email for a few bucks to hundreds of people, right? How does this make sense? Well, but the reason is that 90% of text messages are read within the first 3 seconds, okay? People see these. They have a 98% open rate. You show me one other thing that's going to get that kind of response, right? And it drives ROI. For example, we had a customer who spent $54 sending it out to 3,600 customers. And she got $1,500 in new revenue the next day just from this text message. Now, if you do the math there, you'll see that we don't quite charge 3 cents a text. Okay, so a lot of people, even there's really well-known public cases of text ROI. For example, Carl's Jr., they report that for every dollar they spend in text marketing, they get $14 in ROI from that. So it's not a matter of does texting work, right? It's just a matter of a lot of people feel like it's higher risk because one, it's more personal, right? It's a pretty personal way to communicate with someone. And two, it's pricier than any other form. I mean, the social media post is free, right? And relatively.
Yeah, right. Technically.
Yeah. And an email is really cheap. But when it comes down to it, they're afraid about doing it wrong.
Right.
And so it's not just about sending out text messages, but it's about how do you do it? When do you do it? Is the text the right thing to send at the right time? Right.
So let me ask you this: a couple questions that you about what you talked about just there. Do you have a formula for how much money somebody should spend on text messaging? Like, what's it going to a basic plan going to cost somebody?
So I would be very cautious about any company that charges you a big bulk upfront for text messages. And then doesn't let you kind of roll them over. So it's important to, for us at Ovation, we primarily do a pay per text. So you can just pay for the text messages you get. Again, 3 cents is about average. You can find it for cheaper. At Ovation, we have it around one and a half to 2 cents a text message because, our main thing is around that customer communication, right? So texting is a way that we use to help companies out as opposed to our only form of business.
Right.
And so that's why we're able to do it for cheaper.
So the cost per text, like where does that figure come from? Like, why does it cost money to send somebody a text message?
Yeah, because so with social media, right? You post it to your page and other people see that, right? There's other than hiring someone to do it right, there's like very little cost, hard cost involved in that because everything's paid for by advertisers.
Right.
Right. The cost of the whole system is paid for by advertisers. With email, it's so cheap to send that data. It's such a small amount of data that, yes, someone has to handle it, but it's near insignificant, right? Which is why email is so cheap. With texting, every single text costs money. So, for example, we have a deal with a carrier, and through that carrier, we send those text messages. Now, we have a very high per text cost because they have to build those towers. They've got to, you know, or partner with people who are on those towers. And so and data to send over the air is a lot more expensive. So as a result, they pass that cost on to, you know, the people sending those text messages. Because there are no advertisers to subsidize, and it isn't just going through the internet where things are where that's used to. Either we pay for it personally with our plans of sending text messages,
right,
or you know, companies like us will incur that cost to allow people to send text messages.
Got it. I was just confused because I know, like, so it's like your data plan on your phone. You have to pay for a certain amount of data that you're going to use over the course of that month.
Exactly. And I remember back in the day, I used to have a text message alert, and it would, every time someone would send me a text message, my phone would say, you have received a text message, which means someone thinks you're not worth their minutes, right? back in the day, minutes were more expensive.
Right.
And now text messages are still have incurred that high cost.
I mean, and email's not cheap. I mean, we have an email list of 15,000 people and it costs like $175 a month just to maintain the list.
Yes. I mean, not saying that email is cheap, but that it's when you send an email, it costs a lot less than sending a text message to 15,000 people.
Right. Gotcha. And I could send, you know, an email every day if I wanted to, even though people would opt out like crazy.
Exactly. And that's a great differentiator there, Bruce, is that with email, you're typically paying for the subscription for like the marketing tools and paying to collect the email addresses. You're really paying for the service of, you know, maintaining those emails and collecting them. Whereas for texting, a lot of times you're just paying for the texts themselves. And so you could send 100 emails a month and it doesn't cost that much of a difference, not a difference. But right. If you send all those in text messages, you pay per text.
But generally text messaging, when if me and you talk about best practices, the clients that you have and people who are using your platform to text are seeing a really good ROI for those texts that they're sending out. So you can definitely correlate the two. Whereas email is great for communication, but converting mm-hmm. people into sales isn't as high a ratio, I would imagine, over email as it is with text messaging.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a 2% click-through rate on an email, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Right. We are seeing, our clients are seeing up to an 11% redemption rate. So, I mean, just run those numbers, right? So it's a pretty significant jump in people taking action on that. And that's really what we're focused on, is people taking that action to come back in to redeem that, which brings me to kind of the thought of one of the important things about text messages. It's not just about sending them, and it's about what you send in them. One thing that's really important is making it trackable. You need to be able to track those redemptions, whether it's a promo code or, you know, what we do at Ovation is we have like a one-time, you know, link. You click the link, you click redeem. Yes, I'm sure I want to redeem. And up pops a 15-minute timer with any of the information on it to redeem. Now, here's the benefit of that. It's a one-time use code. I could track when Bruce opens and redeems that specific promo from that specific campaign of that text message. And now I could track my campaign redemption rate. So for example, we have a company we have a client who does burritos, right? And another really important tidbit there is to make sure that the deal comes first. Keep it really short. It's 160 characters. Don't go over one text message, right? So it's a really pithy thing. You could put a link in there so they can click more details. But for example, one of our clients, we tested out a whole bunch of different text campaigns, and this is the one that works the best. $5 burrito today and tomorrow only. Here's the link. Reply stop to opt out.
That's it.
And they click on that link and it will give them details. They can bring it in. They could show it that, you know, they can click it to get the code to, you know, get the $5 off or the $5 burrito. But that is the text message that got 11% redemption rate. And so it's a matter of making sure that you can track it. Cause if you know, when people will send out a text message and sometimes it's their first message and they think they're sending it like an email, right?
Right.
And they'll say, hey, just letting you know that we're having a party this weekend. See you there. Well, okay. Like, it's a Monday. You're letting them know that you're doing something during the weekend. You didn't give them times. You didn't have a link in there. How do you know if that even worked? So because it's expensive, make sure that you track it and make sure that you put that offer in there and make it pretty pithy.
So you can track if somebody... So if I didn't open that email or the text message rather, mm-hmm. you could see that I didn't open it. And you could say, hey, listen, let's send a message to the people who opened it last time, and let's send a different message to the people who didn't open it last time.
So that's actually a great point. We cannot track opens, but we can track redemptions.
Gotcha.
Right. And that's a big thing with emails. You know that when they open it, when they didn't. With text, the assumption is every single person, 98% of people saw that text.
Right.
So with text, you don't even track open rates. You just track click-through rates and redemption rates. So for example, I can see that Bruce, for example, clicked or didn't redeem this promo. So I'm going to send Bruce a follow-up message saying, hey, saw that you didn't redeem this. Don't forget, today's the last day to redeem. Totally appropriate. I will say though, you usually want to send max one text a week. Most of our clients, we recommend sending two a month.
Got it.
It's not something that you're doing on a daily basis, right? But if you have like a special, like a weekly special that you do, and every day that week you send out that text blast, that's okay if they're signing up for that. But usually two a month is totally fine. It's a great way to boost a Tuesday, Wednesday, or a Monday lunch. So yeah, I think it's just really important to remember that in all of this, when you are sending a text message to someone, it's something that's a lot more personal. And so when the more that you can segment your database, so that way I could send Bruce one because he redeemed it. I could send him one the next week saying, hey, hope you enjoyed that burrito last week. Here's another one.
Got it.
Right. And so it creates a much more personal experience than an email.
Why do you think people, more businesses aren't using text message? And what do you think the hesitation is behind not utilizing text message marketing?
Well, I think it's because of like what I'm talking about, right? It is we have sent out literally millions of text messages. And the reason that people are, and we have learned a lot in doing that, right? We've become much better at sending it. So things like, how do you keep it short? How do you track the link? How do you segment your customer base after you send that text message to send a more personalized message? All of that are things that people don't want to spend the money to learn. And they're kind of afraid to do it. So what we've done is we've created for our clients, we've created a bunch of templates. And here are things that we know work, and here are things that we know don't. So when someone's getting onboarded, while we don't sit there and draft up all the campaigns with them, we'll give them templates and we'll give them training on here's what to do, here's what not to do. A lot of those principles we talk about on our blog that you can access from ovationup.com, because we want to share the principles, but we also want to make sure that our customers have a leg up. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And let me ask you this: if I send a text to a customer and they reply, where does that go?
So it depends. For us, we have two different phone numbers, right? Typically, when you respond to a customer, when you respond to a text message, it will it'll go to that company. But what we found is that most messages in response to a text are different, right? So what we found is that there are mostly trolls, honestly,
really?
Who are responding to those text blasts. So what we actually do for our clients is we give every single customer two phone numbers. One phone number is to send out mass text messages. And when I say mass, I mean the standard thing of like, hey, it's Memorial Day weekend. Here's a discount. And the other one is automated. That is, you know, a customer comes in and you set up some kind of a trigger. When this event happens, do this. So those are the two kinds of messages that come from one phone number. Then the other phone number is for one-on-one communication. What we found is that when you're sending out automated or blast messages, a lot of people are responding back with, you know, curse words or whatever, just because no one's texted them all day and they're a little bit lonely probably, right? because I, you know, and then the rest of them, a lot of it will be typos of the word stop or something like that.
Right.
So what we want to do is we want to kind of bifurcate those communications and we don't want to risk any spam issues with the one-on-one communication.
Gotcha.
So we protect that one-on-one phone number to allow for an open dialogue, because what we found actually is that 89% of people would prefer texting over any other form of communication with a business. And so if a customer wants to text you, make sure you have a phone number on your website. You know, like Ethan, he puts all the time in the bottom of his Instagram posts, he'll put his Ovation phone number and say, text us with any questions. And that's different than the phone number that's sending them messages to, you know, free whatever on Memorial Day weekend, discount on this, new menu item, tap to order, right? Like all of those things should have an action to them. Not necessarily, they're not meant to start a conversation.
Gotcha. It's kind of like email. With email, we do the same thing. We have two different email addresses. One email address is which we send out the mass emails to. And then another email address is the one where if you have a question or you want to talk to me personally, you email that email address because it goes directly to me versus the one that is just there for the collection and distribution of our news.
Yep. Yep, exactly.
Now, you do a lot with reviews as well with text messaging. You've utilized the text messaging platform to help boost reviews. How do you go about doing that since you're not technically supposed to ask for reviews?
Yeah, so, well, when it comes to asking for reviews, it's a matter of you're not supposed to be really filtering your customers, right? Like, I can't prevent you from leaving a review if you're an unhappy customer and get you to leave a review if you're a happy customer. You also can't incentivize people to leave reviews, which means that there's...
Hold on a second. Which that seems strange to me. If I'm a business, isn't that the point?
Right. Right. Except what Google and, you know, Facebook... Well, Facebook, they're a little different now. But let's focus on Google because they're the ones who are really taking over the review game. And if, you know, talking with clients around the country, what I'm finding is that where Yelp used to be really popular in the coasts and Google kind of in the central... of the states, even on the exterior, even on the Californias and the New England areas, Google has been increasing. They've been getting more reviews on Google than Yelp. So Google is really taking over the review game. And when you look at it, what they want to do is they want to keep it as honest and organic as possible, right? So what we do at Ovation is, again, we have that, hey, let us know how we did for your chance to win a $100 gift card. And then if they loved it, we say, hey, would you mind sharing your experience online?
Right.
Right. And then if they didn't love it, we ask them why. And then we give them the opportunity to share their experience online. So we're not filtering anyone. We're allowing everyone to leave reviews. But what we find is that most people, and here's the big issue, Bruce, is that you've got these receipt surveys or these long surveys, right, that are 75 questions. Nobody wants to take them. Everyone hates them, right? And then you have online reviews, right? Which is one question, how was your experience? So these online reviews are really easy for consumers. These long-form surveys are really helpful for businesses. What we're saying at Ovation is you don't have to choose one or the other. You could have both. And what we do is we say, how was your experience? We keep it a really short question. And then we allow them to chat with the business, because that's the thing that most people want to do is if they have something that's, you know, something that went wrong, they don't want to tell a manager who's there in person because it's too awkward, right?
Yeah.
They don't want to fill out a long 75 question survey. What they want to do is they want to tell someone. So if you don't give them an easy way to communicate with you, guess where they're going to go? They're going to go to online,
right?
And they're going to leave you a bad review. And so what we found is by being that live chat, by being there to talk to customers who have a concern, we're able to get those concerns resolved 16 times better than once they leave a survey, once they leave a review online.
Wow.
And so it's a matter of making it easy for the customer to give you that feedback and making it super simple for yourself to responding to them. But with texting, we just found that it's such a simple step to go from a text message, click that, and then to give a survey and leave an online review. And we've been able to help some of our clients. You know, normally they'll see 2 to 3 times more 5-star reviews. We've had clients see up to 10 times more 5-star reviews just by implementing Ovation.
That's crazy. So we used to do the same kind of thing on email. You know, when I was operating, we would have people who ordered online. Obviously, we'd get their information. We wouldn't do text. but we would send a follow-up email the next day. So they would order today. Tomorrow, they would get an email from me saying, hey, this is Bruce over at XYZ. How was your order yesterday? Reply back. It goes directly to me. That's what we'd say in the email. And, you know, almost 60% of the time, someone would reply back. And most of the time, it was good. But some of the times, it would be like, hey, you know what? Now that you mention it, I got the wrong pizza. And I'm like, damn, sorry about that. Yeah. Here's a coupon or something off your next order. So it was a great way to, you know, build that communication. And like you said, cut off those people who did have a bad experience because we are following up without them having to follow up with us. So I think that's a great way to do that.
Yeah, I love that, Bruce. And something that is really, really important is, you know, making sure that you are there, meet the customer where they're at. So we've done some research and found that about 30 to 40% of all online orders, when they're delivered, are inaccurate in some way, shape, or
form.
30 to 40%.
It's a crazy number.
Now, you take that, you add in, and this is third-party delivery, excuse me, third-party delivery specifically, right? Either it took too long, the order was wrong, something happened, right? And what we want to do is we actually have bag stuffers that we put into these, put into the bags and say, let us know how we did for your chance to get a $100 gift card. And if it was, if it worked out, you know, if it was great, then awesome. Now you're collecting that customer's phone number, and now you can put them into your first party, you know, offer them your first party delivery system.
Right.
But if it was wrong, then they have an option to give you feedback instantly. Because what we found is that, you know, like, for example, we work, we're starting to work with a very large pizza chain, can't name who, but one of the problems is they send out the next day, they send out a survey saying, how was your experience? And what they're finding is that that's great, but it's already done. Like, the experience is over. And so what they're doing now is they're putting, you know, giant stickers onto their boxes or our to-go cards in the, you know, in the packaging to say, how is everything right now? Did we miss anything? And so that way they have a direct line of communication. And so to be there right when they open up that the box or right when they open up the bag to see their food and to be like, shoot, they forgot something.
Right.
That's when you want to catch them. Ideally. And text message is a great way to do that because you're not tying up a phone line and things like that. And the reason that people use Ovation is really for two reasons. One, they don't want to put out their personal phone number or their manager's personal phone number out there. Right?
Yeah, I'm going to get into a story about that after you finish.
Okay. And two, you want to get everyone seeing it, right? On our platform, when you have this text conversation, not only am I seeing it, but I'm seeing what the manager is saying. The owner is seeing what the manager is saying. And so we have all of us who are there working with this one customer. If the manager can't get to it, I'll get to it. And so it's a matter of getting to them quickly and making sure that that issue is resolved.
Yeah, I love that because you just made me think of something. So we used to put our business card out on the counter, kind of like before text messaging, and say, hey, listen, here's our card. If you see anything wrong inside the restaurant, call us, you know, give us a call and let us know right now. And it was like my brother-in-law and me, like our own personal card. It went right to our phone numbers, like right to my cell phone. So if a customer came in and like the person at the counter was rude or they had a mishap or the bathroom was dirty, we used to get calls. Not often because we had our shit together, but like we'd get calls. Mm-hmm. But what happened, what started to happen was as we were doing that for months, and we did it for months, people would start calling my cell phone to place an order. So I'd get a random call Friday at 6:30 and be like, I'd be like, yeah, hello, this is Bruce. How can I help you? And they're like, yeah, can I get a pizza for delivery? And I'd be like, you got to call the store. You called my cell phone, buddy. So I think you should have a dedicated number, like just going to the store where all the communication goes there versus giving out your personal phone number because you do want communication. But mistakes like that, literally, I got a call like five times a week from someone trying to place an order.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
yeah. And that's something that's like, yeah, but at that point, it's like too late.
Yeah. It's like, I'm like, what did we do? We totally just gave out our business cards for like months to hundreds and hundreds of people. And now they're all calling us to order instead of the store.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's important that that you have a way that's it's personal for them, it's personal for the customer. But it's something that is easy to manage for you because at the end of the day, you can't, if you give out your personal cell phone number and you're getting these text messages in, like, how are you going to keep track of that?
You can't.
How are you going to know what's the business, what's not?
Yeah.
So with Ovation, we have a really simple app and a whole lineup of chat tools. So that way you can really easily communicate with your customers. And so whether or not it's, you know, level one, which is like the one-on-one chat, whether or not it's level two, which is the, you know, the automated chat, or level three, which is what most people think about, which is the one-time blast, text message is how people communicate. It's how I chat with people. When I'm working upstairs and my wife is downstairs, she doesn't even yell up at me. She texts me.
Yeah.
Right. And so that's something that is text messaging is going to be here to stay for a very long time, because it's native, it's cross-platform. Nobody needs to download anything. If they have an Android, if they have an iOS, shoot, if they're one of them crazies with a Windows phone, right? Like, it doesn't matter. Everyone has text messaging. And so that's why we are so passionate about texting. Because again, going back to the beginning, it's not about like the text. It's about the communication. It's about the relationship that you're developing.
Yeah, it's a funny story. My daughter, so my wife is a real estate agent, so she's on her phone constantly. So she's on her phone usually working or, you know, communicating with a client or whatever. And my daughter, my youngest daughter, will be like, "Mom, mom, mom." After the third mom, she just picks up her phone and is like, "Mom," texts her mom. And my wife's like, "What?" You know, like, it's so true. Like, today, texting is a way to get people's attention. It's so funny. As we wrap this up, give me, like, you know, if someone is going to start implementing text messages, just give me like one or two things they should avoid doing.
So don't send text messages really late or really early, right? And what I mean by that is, look up in your state. There's actually TCPA, which is the something, something, something act. Anyway, it's TCPA, which is for, you know, the text messaging solution. I think it's the Telecommunications Protection or Privacy Communications Act. Anyway, you can get fined up to $1,500 for sending out unsolicited per text message for an unsolicited text message.
Ouch.
So make sure that you're getting permission. Make sure that you're sending it within the appropriate hours. And normally what we find is that weekdays at around 10 a.m. local time or at around 5 to 6 p.m. local time are the two best times to send out text messages. It depends if you're doing a dinner thing or a lunch thing. If you're doing something that's going to go for 2 days, send it out at 10 a.m. The next morning, 10 a.m., if no one's, you know, for the people who haven't already redeemed it, it's okay to send out a follow-up. And just know that you're typically going to see, on average, you see around 3.7% opt-out rates. You do see that number spike on the weekends. So text marketing is not something that people appreciate on weekends. But during the weekday, keep it short, keep it simple, keep the promo, have a trackable promo code on there. And I'm telling you, if you just follow some of these guidelines, I know it's a lot more scary than a social post or an email, but it works. It drives ROI and it drives it today.
And I'm sure consistency matters, right? Like, if you collect people's phone numbers and you don't text for 6 months and then you decide to send a text, they're probably like, where the heck did this come from?
Much higher opt-out rate. Exactly. So text them, you know, text them consistently. And it's even not a bad idea to let them know how often they're going to get text messages. If you have a text message club, some of our people, you know, it's like text join to this phone number. You know, we offer that service. It's good to let them know that, hey, once a week, you'll be getting this message. And if they're joining your text club to get a once a week message, then great. Send it once a week.
Interesting. All right. Excellent. Zach, where can people go if they have a question or they want to follow up with you or go check out what you do? Where should they go?
Yeah. If you have, check out ovationup.com. Also feel free to just email me directly. Zach, Z-A-C-K at ovationup.com.
And we'll link all that up in the show notes for this episode. We'll link Ovation so you can go check them out. Cool platform. I took a sneak behind the scenes of the dashboard, and it's a really good platform to use. And I don't do a ton of podcasts with companies on this show. So Zach, I appreciate you joining me on the podcast. Thank you so much.
It's an honor, Bruce. Yeah. Thanks for having me, man.
I always love chatting with you. I look forward to our next conversation.
Okay, sounds good, brother.
All right. Well, that was a good episode. I hope you enjoyed that one. Thank you so much, Zach, for joining us on the podcast. Like I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, head over to thebruceirving.com. We'll leave all the show notes for you over there if you want to reach out to Zach. If you want to get the show notes where you can find Zach on Instagram or reach out to them, they have a great platform and I really suggest you go check them out. I took a look behind the scenes on their dashboard and they're not sponsoring this podcast. They're just somebody I know that I like Zach and I feel like he's doing a great job for local businesses in the restaurant industry. So go check them out. If you have a question, reach out to me. Bruce@smartpizzamarketing.com is my email. Yes, we have another podcast. It's called Smart Pizza Marketing. If you want to check that out, it's pizza related. But that's how you can get a hold of me. Go send me a message on Instagram @TheBruceIrving. And if you haven't yet and you like and enjoying this podcast that you're listening to right now, leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're listening to this podcast. All right, guys, thank you so much. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week right here on the Local Business Podcast.